President Trump held a news conference earlier today and went on a rant against California Congressman and House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff. This after Democrats announced they would issue subpoenas related to Mr. Trump's phone call with the Ukraine president. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo admitted he was listening in on that conversation when President Trump asked the Ukraine president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. To talk more about it, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with former Director of the CIA and Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Is it typical for a Secretary of State to listen in on calls?
Well, it is typical. Usually, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, other aides usually sit around the president when that kind of call is being made, because normally it is done with talking points that are provided to the president, and everyone wants to be on the call to make sure they understand that the proper talking points and points are getting across to whoever he's talking to.
I want to ask you specifically about one of the accusations that the president made today regarding Adam Schiff. Comes in the wake of a New York Times report that Adam Schiff had learned the outlines of the whistleblower's concerns days before that whistleblower filed a formal complaint. Does that raise any flags for you? Is that seem unusual that he would do that, he or she would do that?
No, it doesn't, because with regards to most whistleblower complaints, they are usually, the committees are usually made aware that there is a potential whistleblower complaint that is out there, and usually want to make sure that the whistleblower goes through the proper process of going to the IG. Look, listening to this press conference today raises a lot of concerns. I've heard presidents who try to reassure the nation about our democracy and trust in our institutions. This press conference was largely a lashing out by the president to try to create as much distrust as possible in the people and processes involved with regards to the impeachment process.
So you have concerns about the president's words and his temperament?
I don't think there's any question that it was, it's almost like a boxer who's cornered, who tries to lash out in order to survive. He attacks the whistleblower as a spy, even though the director of national intelligence says the guy was courageous and a patriot and did the right thing. He attacks Adam Schiff for treason when Adam Schiff basically read largely from the transcript of the call that's in question. He really tries to create confusion between the transcript of the call itself and the whistleblower's complaint, but they all relate to the transcript of the call, which in and of itself is really the evidence that is most damaging, because it's the president asking a favor of a foreign leader to investigate a political opponent. That's what's at the heart of this issue, and the president himself, even when asked about that, refused to answer it.
Mr. Panetta, thanks as always for weighing in. We very much appreciate your time. That is the former director of the CIA and Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, weighing in there.